All right, yeah, okay. 1, 2, 3, go, yeah.
All chop. Right, Kendrick, 1, 2, 3, go. Man, super excited to be here on episode 3 of the Shit Yeah Show.
Shit Yeah.
Shit Yeah.
I've got Sarah Hood. What's good to hood, Sarah?
How you doing?
Living the dream every day. Got Kendrick always. Call with us.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
All right, and then, of course, we've got Dahlia Simpson.
Hello.
Going to be moderating, keeping us on track as we are in the restaurant business and we can get in the weeds pretty quickly in conversation and in tickets and all sorts of stuff.
Absolutely.
Super excited for this episode 3.
Exciting.
Because in the Shit Yeah Promise, we have 6 stakeholders. The first one is our team.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got Sarah and Kendrick, who've been with us, really what I consider OG, since I've been with the business, almost 10 years, and 2015 for you, 2018,
yeah,
going back to the York Street location,
yeah,
where we were getting weird every day,
absolutely,
with that. So, you know, excited to talk about, you know, all things Shit Yeah, which talks about the restaurant business, what we're doing to improve it, and also what we love about it, what makes say Shit Yeah. So, want to get this started. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for inviting me to this.
I'm excited.
So I feel like this is officially getting going with the Shit Yeah Show, because now we can really get into the weeds of what sucks about the restaurant business. And we were able to talk, you know, a little bit offline as we were waiting for Dahlia to get here.
I hit the train. I didn't actually hit the train. But I hit the train tracks while the train was going.
Yes.
Yeah, the trains in Savannah are no joke. They will blow up your schedule and you will be late. You'll be late to your shift for sure.
Every time.
And I think everybody understands it in Savannah with that being the case. But let's just dive right into it. So I would like to ask, how did you get in the restaurant business? When and how?
My first job was Checkers. I was in high school, actually. The worst job I ever had.
All right, let's get right.
It was the worst job I ever had. They didn't really train me well. They fired me on my day off.
Oh my God.
It wasn't really good. So it wasn't a good experience for me.
What did you get fired for? For having a day off?
No, I don't know. They said I wasn't grasping it, but they wasn't teaching me anything too. So
there you go. Okay.
They fired me.
Right.
How about you?
Me, I had a lot of family that owned restaurants, so I was always helping out. But when I was in high school, I got luckily enough to be invited to a dual enrollment program so I could go to culinary school, like a professional culinary school, while also finishing my high school classes. So I worked there, and I kind of just learned knife skills, cooking, making soup stocks, the master sauces and things like that. And that kind of just led me into keep pushing to go to restaurants. And then pretty much as soon as I moved out here in Savannah in 2018, I immediately got hired at Zunzi's. So, like, immediately. I stepped foot, and my friend brought me over, and William immediately
William,
hired me.
Yes, so William from episode 2 that everybody...
William LaFleur, Bandana Burger.
Yes, everybody knows William LaFleur. It's kind of all roads lead back to William, and
absolutely,
he'll be back on. I'm super pumped because we can, you know, talk a lot. But both of you, so you were hired by William.
I was hired by William.
There you go. I stole William because he was trying to steal my people. We talked about that at the 5 guys on Whitmarsh.
Mm-hmm.
So let's kind of talk about that. So, you know, that's your experience with how you got in the business.
Yes. Well, then I consider Chipotle my real first job. So I was working at Chipotle. That's how I met Will. He was a GM there, and Larry. He was the assistant GM. And we worked there for a long time, and I was getting tired of working at Chipotle. And my mom at the time, she worked right across the street from the York Street location.
That's right.
So I was visiting my mom, and he was like, "Sarah." And I was like, that sounds familiar. I turned around as Will. "What are you doing? Come on, I'll steal you from Chipotle." I said, "Wait a minute. Like, I don't know how this works or nothing like that. I'm just like, what kind of food this is? You don't need to know nothing of that. I teach you when you get here." Interview tomorrow at 3. I was like, okay. I got the interview and I was hired. I've been here ever since.
That's amazing. So Larry, who will definitely be on the Shit Yeah Show, he was there too.
Right.
So he was at Chipotle.
Right.
So that's all kind of really on purpose to get a Chipotle following. They've been one of the best companies for a super, super long time now.
Yeah,
it's, you know, 15, 20 years, started in Denver.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Chipotle.
Right.
You know, and they're getting texts about free guac all the time,
yeah,
which is good. So There you go. William, with you?
My William story, it's pretty simple, pretty sweet, man. I've known him for a while, but I came into Savannah. My best friend at the time, Thomas, he was working at Zunzi's.
That's right.
And one day he just kind of called me. He's like, hey, can you come pick me up? Because I had just moved here, and he was kind of letting me stay with him for a little bit. So he's like, come pick me up. I come. I pull up, and he's like, you want some food? And I walk in, and it's William, and he's like, hey, man, you got to get some food, this, that, whatever. I'm like, oh, what should I get? He's like, you got to get this bread bowl. I'm like, why? Why would I get that? That sounds terrible. It's like 9 o'clock. I don't want that. He's like, no, you got to get this. And I'm like, all right, well, if you're pushing it, it must be great. So it built me pretty much an Oliver's lunch, and it was amazing. And then
that was in the Bunny Chow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Bunny Chow. Bunny Chow. You got to
get Bunny Chow.
But he pretty much pulled me to the side. He was like, hey, you need a job? I was like, yeah, Under Armour's not working out. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to get back in the restaurant business. And he was like, hey, you come tomorrow. I said, like, come tomorrow. What? He's like, come tomorrow. Bring some jeans. Bring some non slips. He was like, I don't own either of those things. I've been working at Under Armour. I only own sweatpants. He's like, all right, we'll figure it out tomorrow. Just come tomorrow and we'll figure the rest
everything
out.
Everything is tomorrow. Just come tomorrow.
And I came.
Everything is we'll figure
and
it out.
And I came. Yeah. I told him, I'm like, I'm on the way back from Walmart. I just got some jeans and some non-slip shoes. He's like, all right, cool. And you're just going to go straight into the kitchen when you get here. And it's been up since then. Been in the kitchen, went from the kitchen to the line and been serving
Will,
shit.
He's going to throw you in there. There's no training. Just go in there.
Yeah, you train as you go, which I think in some businesses is like a really good the way to see where people are. Like, you gotta
You know, especially when you're starting off, we had one location. Right. We were trying to figure things out. It's not like we're a franchise at the time that we've got everything buttoned up. And I'm a huge believer of constant and never-ending improvement. So 1% better every day. We're constantly doing that in the restaurant business. What that means is we're constantly changing a little bit, sometimes a lot, as we find things. Mm-hmm. And that's not easy. Mm-hmm. You know, really what you guys want to do is you want to show up.
Right.
You know, be on time, have people to work with.
Right.
Right. Then just have a regular day. I say the restaurant business, the goal is Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Right. You know, maybe we get busy and hopefully we're staffed for it outside of what our projections are. But anything outside of a normal day, I think sucks for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want surprises. You don't want something to break or there's call outs and these things. It always comes back on you guys. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that, you know, when you're small, it's a hard thing to let go,
mm-hmm.
and you got to find the right people that I think have the empathy for your frontline people. And what I find as I go to a lot of conferences, and I'm very blessed to get speaking opportunities, is I think there's just this building gap
mm-hmm.
of empathy for the people that are actually making, you know, the experience happen
mm-hmm.
in the restaurant. And then you talk about tech and how that's, you know, layering in, and we're trying to add tech to the business. Mm-hmm. Call it tech stack, right? Of all this different software that has to speak together. You guys have to use it.
Mm-hmm.
They're all companies that are big or small
that
are changing things because everything's changing. Everything is changing at such a fast speed. Now you add AI and who knows what that's going to happen to it.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Kevin about AI. He's scared.
One of our big initiatives for next year for me is to make AI like one of our X factors of a business on the internal side of the business, mm-hmm. meaning we use it and leverage it so we can be as efficient as possible. Because I think if you aren't doing that in 5 years, you're going to just be completely lapsed. It's moving so fast. Mm-hmm. But I want it to enhance the guest experience,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want it to replace when that goes from our team to our customer, you know, turning them into a fan. I don't want that to be replaced by AI and robots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's not where I want to be with this. And I think, you know, hopefully that's a positive thing for you guys with that. But talk about the tech stack. So what sucks about here you go. So that's how you got in the restaurant business. That's how you got into Zunzi's. You're on the Shit Yeah Show because I love you guys.
Right.
I've been in the weeds with you guys many times.
Yes.
I think you know one of our values is live with passion. I'm super passionate about it.
Right.
And I'm more passionate now than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm able, you know, I'm excited to be able to do this. Because now I want to give you guys a voice.
Right.
I would love for like 26% of all of our podcasts to be interviewing our team, other team members, restaurants. And just really give them an opportunity to talk about what it is, not just people that really aren't using the product.
Right.
Yeah. Right? It's really important. So let's see. What sucks about the restaurant business?
Right now I would say, and you just kind of brung it up, being in the weeds with us, which is always, I feel like, just like one of the my favorite things about working at Zunzi's, especially York Street Zunzi's, is that if Chris comes to the line and he sees the line isn't going right, he'll kick everybody else off the line and put people back in place the way he thinks should be.
AC places.
And at that point, when Chris is on the line by himself, you're waiting for him to look back and point at you and be like, you, come right here. You're like, me first, coach, put me in the game, please. Yeah. I feel like I've worked at a lot of restaurants, especially in like my time away from Zunzi's, like with the experience I built here. Like I've worked at restaurants where I'm like, the owner, maybe like the managers or this, that, whatever, they can't get on the line. They can't serve the guests. They can only tell you about what you did wrong and this, that, whatever, but you can't also show me the correct way to do stuff. And I think that's just a big issue.
Yeah.
Like everybody from the top to the bottom should be able to come in and make a conquistador. Sarah from the office can come in right now and make 3 booty rolls and a conquistador and have no problem.
Just,
She might have a question. But she knows. She knows how to make it.
She knows the base.
And we're going to have Sarah in the office. You know, if Sarah's been with me, almost 13 years, I think now. I always ask her how long it's been because in Zunzi's time,
it's
always 26 years. So, you know, awesome. It warms my heart to hear you say that. You know, I talk all the time about York Street. I've never had more fun in a restaurant.
That was the most fun I've never had
more fun playing like Chromeo. We were, you know, getting so weird and just, we could do whatever we wanted.
Getting
and that's
weird
fun.
And
everybody just said shit. Yeah.
Like, it's just like when you go upstairs, like to the prep room, you just never know what somebody up there doing. Like, they could be having so much fun up there.
There's too many different sections of York Street.
Yeah, too many sections.
Everybody has their own energy, own vibe in their section.
It reminds me kind of like upstairs of like Club 51, where one side is like they're playing disco music and the trap music over here. It's just like, what is going on up here?
You got chicken wrapping, you got a concrete mixer making sauce. You got, you know, all this stuff
all
going
type
on.
Of stuff
you got
going
the
on.
Half floor is 2.5 stories in a fire stairwell.
It was
right?
so much fun.
There were birds flying back and forth. It was it was crazy.
Had birds in there?
Oh, yeah. Because all the doors were kind of open. Like the wind curtains are on, so, you know, health department's happy, but the birds are not stopping that wind curtain.
No.
They're going straight through there.
They're like, hey.
Oh, no.
They're like, hey.
We've made lots of improvements.
I mean, I caught a rat at the back door.
Yeah.
And I got the video of it.
No
more question it, but I caught a rat on a Saturday with a full
restaurant. First time I seen a rat.
That was it. So, you know, I appreciate you saying that. What sucks for you about the restaurant business? I know we kind of touched on about the tech stack, which is
sometimes for me it's the communication. We still working on that. Like just everybody be on the same page with everybody, because you know, like one person can say, well, I ordered this, and they told the rest of the people we don't order more, so now we got 2 orders of that. And it's just like, if we all just could have communicated and get out of the way, that would have been different. But what I can say about, like, just being in a restaurant, period, this is the first restaurant I've ever been in where there's no drama with the team. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go to other restaurants and stuff like that, they always beefing with somebody at the team. You never can have, like, a good day. This is the first restaurant that everybody getting along, from the back of the house to the front of the house to the managers. Like, it's all like a big family. Even, like, when we busy or something like that and we kind of get catty at the end.
I've seen you catty.
We've had our moments. Right, we have. And you know, that's, first of all, I could have been fired. Let's just start there. I mean, when we get into it, it's kind of intense, but I think it's just real, like, it's passionate. It's like we both have passionate for the job and the store and stuff like that. So it's just like, it's not being nasty or trying to be disrespectful to each other. It's like we both have the same vision, and it's just like, you're not hearing me, I'm not hearing you. And it's just, instead of us just taking a moment, it's like, be quiet. It's like, we already had, it's just like, we already
had. I think if you want to get me and Sarah Hood worked up, doing sauce sides.
Right. Oh, and then it's just
doing
like,
sauce sides when it's like,
and then we both tall.
Too much or not enough.
We both tall. Oh, no. We both look at each other in the eyes. It's very intense. Like just go home. It's like he said, you're fired.
For the people that can see
fired.
This.
I'm not fired.
For the people that can see this, Sarah and Chris are tall people, and I'm a very large guy, but Sarah and Chris are slightly taller than me each, and when they're like doing that, I've never felt smaller in my life. Like, I've never felt like, am I still 6'2"?
And then it's never an apology. It's just the next day.
We're at work.
We're good.
We all know what happened yesterday.
We're good. And you know, it's and now I think, you know, it's tough in my role that I've been as, like, you know, it was a founder-led company,
right?
And now it's leader-led. We've grown the company. Now we're committed to our org chart. We've got Kevin running operations, and he's, you know, had such a great track record. And I think it really gets me excited because we've been in this transition in order for us to grow and do what we're doing in the next 6 months to a year with franchising, probably 5-6 locations opening next year, tripling in size as a company sales-wise, all the opportunity that's there. It's great to see that you're just talking about that now when I'm not in the day-to-day.
Right.
And now we're building a company. And so that culture and that vision that I've had for a long time, man, I've always known the restaurant business sucks, right? And so it's been this bullseye that I've had, and now there's clarity on it, and now we can bring light to these things. So there we go. There's a few things that suck about the restaurant business. Let's see what the tech stack, though. I want to talk, you know, with you guys about that. We operated in COVID with you guys. I'm pretty sure. Uber Eats rolled out while we were at York Street, and you've got that, the disruption of what that looks like when we were doing bike delivery and
We've had all the delivery platforms. There was a delivery platform we could have got. We had Waiter before that went away. We had everything before they dissolved.
We had Grubhub. We had Amazon. We were trying it all. DoorDash. Yeah. It wasn't integrated, so we're having to enter.
Right.
It would come in. You'd have to re-enter it.
Right.
Into the screen, like put in comments. It wasn't communicating, reconciling all of that. I mean, we had so many orders coming through at that little location. I'm gonna create a Zunzi's, and my goal is to make that the model.
Yes.
Of like that feel, and that's what you know. We'll talk about it. Of how do we create that feel?
And
in the
I love
next
that.
Location.
It was just interacting with the guests, like all the puns, you know what I'm saying, and just having fun with them. I feel like the servers. I'm so jealous of them. The servers get to have so much more fun with the fans, and we like. In the bag that's doing the food and stuff like that. Like, we could come outside and interact with them, but it's not the same feeling where they was in the line and you making their food and you entertaining them. And then the line used to be so long wrapped around your street where you had to have other people go out there with popsicles explaining the sandwiches, how we got the number one sandwich, the number two sandwich, you know, just interacting with
bada them. Bada-bing, bada-shit-yeah.
Yeah, giving out stickers and all that stuff of this. I miss that.
Yeah, it was a, you know, our tea puns, I think, were the number one, you know. Yeah. If you spill your tea on your, you know, shirt, you have a t-shirt.
Tea-tastic.
Sometimes I drink so much, I tea my pants.
To infinity.
Those were Chris's puns. I didn't say that.
To infinity and Tion, yes. There were so many of them, and they were like the lulls of the business there to where you, like, just completely, you know, lose your mind and flow with it. But no, I think there's you know, that's part of the secret sauce, you know, that we put together. And, you know, we're seeing amazing results with it. You guys are seeing what's happening. In 9 months, we had 980 reviews averaging 4.7. Now in the past 9 weeks since launching out, you know, our internal program, 26X, really focused on the 26 Club, 960 reviews in 9 weeks.
Yeah.
An average 5-star rating for all locations. And the star of all of this, actually what we're talking about, is Atlanta. Atlanta has probably gotten half of those reviews, you know, in the Zunzi's model, which is smaller and, you know, a lower volume.
It's they still have the intimate, like, across the glass vibe.
And so they're getting weird. The personalities are there. We're getting, you know, Gary's getting common, and Larry's there. Our new manager, Xavier, like, amazing stuff that they're doing. Chico is pushing dank sauce down there and just having a lot of fun with it. And we're doing it not at York Street. And so to me, it's like, now that's the next step of the Zunzi's model.
Yeah.
Is they're showing the power of the shit yeah experience, the power of the shit yeah sauce. It's coming through in reviews. And then leveraging the 26 Club. So let's talk about that of what, you know, what do you love about the restaurant business?
Just like, for me, I love the people. It's just like, we spend majority of our time at the store. So you have to get along with these people to, you know, have a good day. I just love the energy and how much of a family we are. Like,
family's a big word.
I
don't like calling it a family in my mind, because I'm like, family is so important to me,
and it's
thrown around so loosely. When you say it, I'm totally down with it, because I want that,
right?
Because, like, when it's family, it's like, those are people that at 3 a.m. you can call them and they're going to be there,
okay? Well, yeah.
And so, but like, there's a feeling of like
work
belonging
family, like a
and
work family.
I'm
right.
with you,
right? Because you know, like, you taught them, like, you know, when you're having a bad day, you can rely on them to give you that good energy when they're there. So you're like, I'm having a bad day, but when I get around them, it's just like they bring my energy up and stuff.
So let's
like
talk
that.
About that. What's your number today?
My number is an 8.
An 8? Shit, yeah.
I'm an 8.
Yours? I'd have to agree. I'm definitely an 8 or a 9. I'm up here today.
Yeah. 8 or a 9. So, Delia?
I'll give it an 8.5.
8.5. Shit, yeah. I'm a 9. This is fun.
Yeah.
This is why I'm in the restaurant business, is we're here to change it, and the way we do it is by talking about it.
Right.
And to talk about the it being family and relationships, I believe the restaurant business, we have the ability to have so much impact on people. The industry employs so many people. It takes so many people to make a sandwich and a cocktail, right? And do that, right? And then we serve so many people, thousands of people in our couple of restaurants that we have. And as we grow, it's going to have more and more impact. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's the, you know, your relationships are the greatest thing that God gives you. In this business, your team is number one relationship. Your fans are number two. And we get to have so many of them. And so I think you have to be passionate about people to be in this business. You know, and there are opportunities where it's like, we got people who just like, they just love washing dishes.
Right.
Right. We got Gage crushes dishes.
Yeah.
Right. He's in the zone. Right. And he's knocking them out. And there's a place for everybody, I think, in the restaurant business. Right. And I think everybody's got those stories. So. You know, I love that.
Right.
That's certainly, you know, why I'm in it, is the restaurant business sucks. I want to grow our company to build a big umbrella that we can fit more people under it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the more locations we have, the more impact we have with that. Kendrick, how about you?
I would just say I just love making good food. Like, I feel like I've worked in place. Like, I have a thing where I say I never worked somewhere where I already know I like to eat there, because you never want to meet your heroes. I started working at Publix, and I found out things were working a certain way, and I was like, I wish I'd never seen this.
Right.
I liked this before I saw this. The chicken at Publix is always great. Don't even worry about that. But Zunzi's, I feel like I didn't know what I was going into. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, I'm like, this food is actually super good. Like, everything I'm eating is good. Like, anything that even changed slightly, I'm like, this still tastes really good. Mm-hmm. Like, people are like, oh, I want to like, no, it still tastes really good. I don't know what you guys are looking for, but it's delicious in here.
Right.
So I think as long as you're in there and you feel like you're making good food and the people around you want to make good food, and I feel like that is what everybody is trying to do at Zunzi's. Like, everybody... No one wants to serve something bad. Like, I don't even see people, like, even me, like, I'll put something together and someone next to me be like, you need to put more of this on there. And I'm like, you think so? You telling me I need to make this better? Me from 2018? Zunzi's? You telling me I'm not making this right? And then they'll probably be right, honestly. You can always, you know, improve on what you're making. So I think the want and need to make really good product and get it out. And then, like you said, we're getting a lot of reviews. So if it's coming out good, they're eating it, it tastes good, and it's going to come back and reward us in so many ways. So I think that's just my favorite part.
So it's passion. You're passionate about the people.
Mm-hmm.
You're passionate about the food. I'm passionate about both. I'm sure it's a combination of both.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I think if you're going to be successful in our company, you got to be passionate.
Right.
Yeah. There's no way
there's
around
no
it.
There's no way.
You know, live with passion is one of our values. And, you know, I love hearing that. And, you know, passion can be fiery sometimes. We've gotten into it. You know, we've gotten into it.
Right. But is this passion because where you started from and then now that you can see where it's going, it's just like, it's totally
different.
Oh, and
we're
different.
So close. You guys knew what's in my head and what I see coming, it's like all the things that we've talked about are literally within the next 3-6 months to a year.
Like, I'm so happy. Like, I'm here now. Like, I'm super, super excited because I just see the growth and I just see what's going on. I'm just like you always say, if you're not here the next 5 years, you know, you're missing out.
Oh,
for sure.
An Amber Alert.
But there we go.
It's also that one of those things where it's like, I feel bad for people who didn't get to experience some of the downs. Like, I've been in a lot of restaurants. I've helped restaurants open and this, that, whatever. But to experience the York Street and, like, all the things and, like, to see how many things in a restaurant can break so easy and how many, like, little things, like... For sometimes Chris would come in and he'll see something wrong and he'll go around and just close the doors. And that means we have to fix this thing. And then he'll open the doors once everything's fixed, everything's back in order. And that is just really...
One of my things is, like, we're in a business where you're open, you know, 6-7 days a week, 11 to 11, right? Some restaurants are more than that, but we got people in the restaurant 5, 6 a.m., stay until 1, 2 a.m., doing stuff. It's a 24/7 business, right? And so this is it is death by a thousand cuts. And to think that you're going to be open every day,
right,
and not have problems, and, like, you got to build that into the expectation of what are you really trying to do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And, you know, I think I come back to and why we're here is what makes you say shit yeah,
right?
You know, we talked about that. But my number one priority is to make our team say shit yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I know if our team is doing it and our franchisees are saying shit yeah and their team is doing it, our fans, our guests, when they come in, we're going to turn them into fans.
Right.
Right? And we have those lag indicators we talk about of reviews and sales and membership of the 26 Club. You know, I think that's probably the biggest thing we're doing that I think you love. And, you know what you both brought up is, you know, what are we doing to change the restaurant business?
Right.
I think that's the number one thing we're doing different is I believe that all restaurants are not good steward of those two most important relationships that God gives us.
Yeah.
Every restaurant's, you know, I say every, but like every restaurant's now hiring.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
literally.
Always, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's always deals that are running like crazy to try to get people in the door. But then when you go in the restaurant,
they're nasty.
It sucks.
Right.
It sucks.
Attitude nasty.
Right? Or then when you go to work there, and there's no orientation. It's like it's like OG 2018. William's like, go up two stairs to the left, go past the rat, right? There you go. Two roaches, that's your spot.
The rat's your trainer, by the way.
Right. And so that restaurant should have never been opened, probably. But you know, that's part of the stories that you know that's there. But so the 26 Club is just, I love it because it's not a loyalty program. It's a fan club.
Mm-hmm.
It's where I want to build relationships with our fans when they join. Right, our goal is to turn them into fans, and it's two-way text communication. And the more we get, the more we got to engage and keep on doing that. We have the phone number for you guys as well to be able to text me. You know, we probably need to call that a club or something, something so it's not just like you know, text me and then it's weird. But I think that's different. Is it hit me one day where I'm like, we're not being a good steward of the existing team we have at the level we could be, and we're not. And I'm going to ask you this question. The same thing with our customers. We have people that are coming in that they're not getting the shit yeah experience that we want.
Right.
And then we want sales to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? But they're already in the door. I don't believe we get more in this life of what we waste or we're not good stewards of.
Yeah.
And so both of those with 26X and this program we've launched internally, you know, Kevin's on fire about it.
Right.
You know, it's such a focus. We're seeing the results of new fans in the 26 Club with that. But it's really being a good steward of those relationships. So with that being said, the question I ask a lot of people, what percentage of people do you believe in Zunzi Zunzibar are getting the shit yeah experience? How many of our, like what percentage of our customers?
I want to say somewhere in the like 60 percentile.
I was going to say 'cause
I do see a lot of returning people. I like, especially as someone who like sees all the ticket names and things like that. Like I see people who almost order every day the same item.
Like Phil?
Yeah.
Phil for sure. Yeah.
Shout out to Phil. Yeah. I don't know if you know who you are, but you know who you are. You know what you're ordering.
Phil comes on Wednesdays. He gets the double booty on the Olivers with extra dressing.
Exactly.
Yes, and and now he's moved on to like in the peach chutney. He loves the peach chutney.
Oh,
there you go.
Because he used to love the dank sauce, but now he's at the peach chutney stage.
Okay.
Sauce really like
and that's
chutney,
the good thing about our sauces, man. If you're not feeling some sauces one day, the next day you might be feeling the dank. You might be wanting the hot as shit day.
Right.
The peri-peri is good. And now we have these wings. Yeah. We didn't have wings at York Street. These wings is a game changer. Someone stopped me last night. He's like, you make the wings in here? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you're killing it. I'm like, shit, man. I'm just following
I'm
the recipe.
I'm telling you, I just got the best wings in town.
Yeah.
That's a big statement. You know, Atlanta is really, you know, popping off with the dank wings are killing it up there.
Mm-hmm.
And the new limon pepper.
The limon.
Right? So it's our version of lemon
this
pepper.
This is new
but
to the fans because they're not used to us having wings and nachos and, you know, handmade chips and stuff like that. They used to just the sandwiches, the voodoo chips, and the cookies.
Yep. So you know, what we're doing is we're elevating.
Right.
And like, you know, take the time that we've got for our sauces here that we're, you know, constantly changing and improving and working with our vendors, taking that time and saying, how do we elevate the quality of our chips, right?
This is a big deal right here, like from where we started from to
you
now.
You were making the OG Gabby recipe, which it was like on a sheet of paper and it was like 150 teaspoons of cayenne pepper.
150
teaspoons? Yeah. It was like 50
teaspoons. Spoons were splashing.
And then
it
wasn't like a blended. It was just like garlic powder, onion powder.
It was all the spices, small containers that we were getting. It was like, it was different all of the time. You look at the colors.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny to have that foundation of what it was. So you've done that. And then we got to where we finally got the spices. So the recipes where it wasn't. So we broke that down into bulk recipes like a normal restaurant would be.
Right.
Once again, you know, what does Zunzi's mean on Urban Dictionary? It's a bunch of effing idiots. So thank you, Urban Dictionary, for making us just be a restaurant of
Did
that. We feel like it every day.
Right.
But yet, you know, there's change and there's good change, and we've always talked about that.
Right.
Like, we would try to get bottling. But yeah, we're constantly elevating it.
I was so excited. They said, we're getting new bottles. I was like, yes. They was like, we don't have to make it anymore. Yes.
It's consistent now, too.
Right, it's very
consistent. Yeah, it's
consistent.
It's getting better. Right. You know, I'm super excited about the quality of that. We got the dank sauce.
We're right.
My goal is to have 10 bottles of sauce that we've got, and I don't want to sell it anywhere. I want it to be where you got to get our sauces mm-hmm. that you love, and then we're basically hustling with Wood Nichols, and yeah. you can get a bottle of sauce almost every visit. We want you to enjoy it at home.
Absolutely.
And, right. And then when you're... You know, when that bottle hits empty,
we'll get some more.
There you go. You're only getting dank or shit yes sauce at Zunzi's or Zunzi right. Bar. So,
and just make it special for them, like to come and they can only get it from this place, like a little, just like I say, a little club. You come and get your own stuff and go home and put on food that you like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I like it, enjoy it. And they be so pumped and excited for us to give them a free bottle of sauce. That makes a big difference to their day when you give them, like, sauce. It'd be so exciting.
Oh, and it's also, you know, when we mess up, because, you know, yeah. we mess up, and one of my favorite lines is, makeup sauce is the best sauce. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, you know, you mess up, it's like, but, you know, you give them a bottle of shit yes sauce.
They forget.
It's
they
like,
forget.
It all goes away.
Right.
You know, and then if you need to give them a bottle of drizzle, mm-hmm. if you need to get weird, you know, add some dank, but we right. can give them all the sauce.
And, you know, it's okay if you mess up, and, you know, it's okay if you, you know, make a mistake with the customer. It's just how you fix it and how you make it better at the end, you know?
Yeah, it's all
so
part
that's
of the experience.
Shit, yeah, promise.
Right, you don't want them to leave mad or upset or potentially give you a bad review. You want them to leave, even if they messed up, that you acknowledged it, and they leave not happy.
Yeah, so, yeah same absolutely. As in any relationship.
Right.
Well, and so, you know, from that standpoint, what's cool with the 26 Club is we're getting texts from our fans with ideas.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking about our business.
You show us all the time the text
yeah.
messages.
Oh, yeah. And that's like a little bit. As a company, we got to do way right. better of sharing how amazing you guys are doing. You guys are seeing the reviews.
But it's also good to see that I like that we're more focused now on the reviews because you get to see the good things that your team do. So it just empower you and make you be like, okay, I got to do better today. Okay, we got this many. Now I gotta do better. I gotta make the food even extra better. I gotta make the experience extra better today to get more reviews. This is like good to see like this person's doing good and they enjoyed the food, they enjoyed the experience, and that's what you really want in a restaurant for them to keep coming back.
That's it. I mean, we all vote with our dollars, and
right.
I think there's 3 to 5 restaurants that we kind of go to all of the time, and. You know, I think what we're doing is we're starting to, you know, see more frequency in the business. We're seeing sales come from it. But it's just because I believe we're being better stewards of the relationships that we have in the business with our team.
Right.
They're enjoying it. You know, we're having more customers, more guests come in. We're turning them into fans, leading with our sauce and having fun with it. And, you know, it all ties back to the shit yeah promise where right. we just want, if you engage in our business, we want you to leave saying shit yeah.
For sure.
You know, my goal, which is a crazy goal, is that when you leave for the shift that day, you're leaving at a better number. You're saying shit yeah after the
right.
shift.
Good
you know, if we're doing that, then we're running a great company. And I feel like we're, you know, life and the restaurant business is really direction, not perfection,
mm-hmm.
right? If we're living in perfection, we're never going to hit it and it's going to be frustrating. But we're certainly moving in the right direction, I think.
Right.
And I think that's in this conversation where we look at it, we're now growing a company that's going to do really fun things. And,
yes.
You know, I've said it for a long time. I'm going to look back and we're climbing a mountain. Mm-hmm. And when you climb a mountain, you start off at base camp, right? And
right.
I've never climbed a mountain with base camp,
mm-hmm.
right? But, you know, I've seen it and it looks treacherous,
yeah.
but you're going up that mountain and you leave with it. You start with a certain group of people,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's a vision to get to the top.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you imagine what it's going to look like when you get there. And in my role, it's to, you know, explain what that looks like and why and how fun it's going to be of, you know, of what that is and how it, you know, what's in it for you in the process and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, along the way, there's storms that happen.
Right.
And personally in your mm-hmm. own life, there's storms that happen in the business. Mm-hmm. It's just the restaurant business sucks. It's a
right.
shit show,
right.
right? And, you know, we all kind of, there is the straw that breaks the camel's back for you guys. You know, you've left when it happened and you've
right.
come back and,
right.
you know, we're never the same people.
Yeah.
You know, like there's the old story of like, there's the river and like the, you know, you never set foot in the same river because
right.
the river has been moving and you're also a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's no different in the restaurant business. I love when we have people come back because
right.
it is the devil, you know, you kind of know what you're getting back and more things haven't changed. They've gotten better. But as you keep climbing and you're doing it, there's people that, that left.
Right.
Right. And I'm going to think about all those people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to think about Kenny. Right?
Right,
chopping chicken, you know, and then he, like, I think he hit 30 and he had the family and kids coming. He's like, I got to do something different, Chris.
Right.
Like,
right.
Man, I can't imagine, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you're welcome to come back whenever
right.
and do that. And he's doing awesome things with Blue Door, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doing fun stuff there. And there's these all these faces of people that I think about. And those are the relationships
right.
that are there. And so we're going to all get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, if you're coming on board now, like, you're coming on at a really lucky, blessed mm-hmm. time to be able to get in
right.
at this point that we have. If you've been in the past and you loved it, now's a good time to come back and knock
yeah.
on the door
mm-hmm.
and do it. And if, you know, as we grow, it's just going to create more opportunities for you guys to do things that you're passionate about. It's
right.
like, you love the food. There's going to be a time where we need R&D and culinary and all this mm-hmm. stuff. And, you know, you can improve that area from
right.
a relationship standpoint as you develop. And, you know, you're now takeout managers
right.
have been promoted mm-hmm. in our org chart. amazing there. That's probably why the reviews are going up, because now you're focused on the throughput of the line and
right.
the quality of the food, really laser focused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be more opportunities that are there. And that's the beauty of this business and, you know, seeing what William's doing.
Right.
You know, upward mobility of the business. There's a lot of impact we can have. So this makes me say shit yeah, gets
yeah.
me fired
shit,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm just
shit,
so thankful
yeah.
and blessed to have you guys at the company.
Right.
And this made my day.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for having us in
yeah,
here, because
this was
super fun.
This
shit,
was good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, keep doing amazing things, right? Don't let a rule keep you from doing the right thing.
Shit,
we
yeah.
have to have rules, but, you know, if it makes them say shit, yeah, go ahead and do
mm-hmm.
it, and then we'll pick
shit,
up the pieces
yeah.
right.
with whatever that is. So, well, let's do what we always do. Grab your
right.
bottle.
Right.
Grab your
you
sauce of the sword. Try to get
pre-shaking,
it open.
Pre-shaking.
Nothing like sip of the sauce. There you go. Shake it up.
Take
we can
getting a little saucy early in the morning.
Ah,
hitting the sauce
oh,
early.
Oh, yeah.
You got that little
my fridge is full now.
The bubble
like,
right
now. Taking Ooh. One sip.
Here we go. All right, everybody.
You got to say, shit chat on me. Shit chat on three.
One, two, three. Shit chat.
All right.
Oh, shit yeah. That's the sauce.
That's it. You got the sauce stash?
Oh, yeah. Gotta get the sauce stash straight
like,
from the bottle.
That was...
I never drank it from the bottle before, so I feel fancy.
Yeah.
we got bottles of sauce.
These bottles are not getting sold. Don't worry, guys. This
all
is
right,
going home.
Well, that's
popping
episode
bottles
three.
Early in the morning.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah. Thank you all so much.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
You got it.